Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Let me give you guys an update on this whole thing. And with any luck at all, this will be the last time I will ever talk about this situation ever again.
Right.
If you are a new Burt Show listener, I've been telling these guys, it's come up more over the last week, about this friendship that my wife has formed with a guy that we work with. His name is Mike, and he lives out of town, and they've become really good friends. Last summer, they became really good friends. They were texting each other all the time. They were emailing, calling, and Stacy and I had a conversation. This is really the abridged version of the whole thing. And I told her I wasn't comfortable with what was going on, and essentially she said, look, this is in your own head. I'm allowed to have guy friends. I'm not going to do anything, so this was part of my personality before I met you. This is who I am, so I'm sorry you're going to have to deal with it. So we fought and fought and fought about it. Finally, I swallowed it and said, if this is the way it's going to be, I'm just going to watch it really, really, really closely, but I don't trust the guy. He's become part of our social circle. We hang out a lot. It's a guy that I would consider a friend now, but still, he and Stacy are much tighter and communicate way more than he and I do. So I sort of buried the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then, as I told you guys last Saturday, we were all out drinking together, and Stacy's on the dance floor, and I say to the dude, I just want to let you know, never really been entirely comfortable with this whole situation. He says to me he knows because he has friends in Atlanta, and he's heard about me talking about it on the radio before, and he also says that I don't have anything to worry about. He's been in the same situation. It's been done to him, and he would never, ever, ever do that to me. So then I started talking about it during the show here. And I got to tell you guys that there are some days when I get off of the show and I'm sort of bummed by the personal material that I bring to the table because it is so personal, and to read emails and get the opinions of everybody in here also. These are dear friends of mine, you know, and they're always protecting me. There are some days where I'm like, I wish I would have protected my relationship better, you know, during that time. But I got to tell you guys, in this situation, I'm so glad I shared it with y'all because it brought up all the anger and all the questions and all the instincts that my gut has told me. And all of your emails and everything that you guys have said to me over the last week really made me start rethinking this thing. So as I've told you before, my family is at the beach right now, and I'm here during the summer, and I fly in and I see them every weekend.
It's just them and that dude, right?
So
there's a tear that came out of his eye when he laughed. Like,
it was starting to brew with me because we were talking about it midweek, and I felt myself getting angrier and angrier with every email, because every email that you guys sent me and every conversation that I had with y'all was exactly how I felt for the last year. So I was getting angrier and angrier. And when I'm on the phone with, I didn't want to bring it up to Stacy on the phone because this is an important one right here. So I let it fester for a couple of days. So when I'm checking in with her, I was real brief with her. I was an ass. So then I fly into Hilton Head because our sister-in-law was celebrating her birthday. So Stacy picks me up from the airport. We've got the family with us. And then we immediately go to their house. So I still have no time to talk to Stacy about this, but it's brewing. I am really angry now. Then we go and we party that night because it's my sister-in-law's birthday and we're off. So I have to sort of squash it for the night, but I just wasn't myself.
Katie hates that I do that because if I've got something on my mind that's bothering me, I can't let it go until I express it somehow.
There was just no good time in that 24 hours to talk to her about it, because I'm around family, and I knew this was going to be, this was a serious conversation we were about
to have. It wasn't a 5 minute, hey, step out on the porch for a minute.
No.
Exactly.
And I also knew that we would be drinking on Friday night, so it was especially hard for me, because once I start drinking, then, you know, it just starts flowing. So, but I capped it until Saturday morning. So we woke up, and she knew something was wrong, and I just started talking to her about it. And I told her how disrespected I felt about the whole thing and how she sort of just dismissed exactly how I felt a year ago. And it turned out to be a pretty long conversation. And without getting into too much detail about it, I will tell you this, that her attitude about it has changed. And her...
They broke up?
The definition of her friendship with this guy is has changed, actually, over the last couple of months. But... from here on out will be different than it was before. Some of the stuff that you guys relate to me really made sense, and I relate to her, and I think she got it. And I think she totally got it.
Is there one line or one angle or one something that, that you could see the change in her eyes where she was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point? I wish you had done the plan we talked about in your office and just started hanging out with a really hot chick.
Jeff had like four girls for me to start hanging out with just to be friendly with, right?
Because that's her way.
Because that's, that's a mature way to handle the situation.
Yeah, but at least Bert would get a couple months of hanging out with a really hot chick.
I'll tell you where the whole conversation changed.
He already does.
I'll tell you where the whole conversation changed. Last year at this time, you know, Stacey and I were going through a very, very, very difficult time. So... I think that she ended up leaning on this guy more than she normally would for something she wasn't getting in our relationship. So I asked her during our conversation, I said, okay, in looking back at it now, because this is all so muddled because all this happened a year ago, you know, and I've just sort of suppressed the whole thing.
But the fact that it's still lingering after, you know.
So here's what I said. I said, Stace, look, in looking back at this last year, can you look at the amount of times that you were talking to him and texting him and emailing and say that it was inappropriate, looking back at it a year ago? And for the first time, she said to me, yes. And that was the turning point in the whole thing.
Wow.
So I was tremendously relieved. For a year, she hasn't said that to me. And in my gut, I felt it was. And she said yes. And she said, you know, he was sort of filling a space for her, and she's sorry that it happened. And I said to her, well, that was probably the first step to getting to something getting physical. And at that point, we just were in a bad place in our relationship. So I understand how I sort of let the window of opportunity open. She didn't take it. It didn't. It never got physical, but it wasn't appropriate. And I think we both agree on that now. And that was it. And I said to her, look, I am not telling you not to have male friends. That's not what this is all about. But when you start using words like connection and intimate with another man, that's when the red flag should go up for both of us from now on. And she agreed. And that was really it. I think we both had a good cry over the whole thing. And in marriage, you go through tough times and you learn. And we both learned. And that's it. That's where
it's
at.
You worked through it. Well, good. I'm glad that there was closure to it.
It was a pretty tense hour there. But yeah, that's where it's at, really.
So you're at peace with it and everything's...
Yeah.
So did the three of you have some good makeup sex?
I hate you. There are times
I
hate
close?
You.
There,
we are at the point now where we're really getting all this anger issues out.
I know, right? So now I'm going to start working on my relationship with Jeff.
Hey, we've got 2 hours and 15 minutes until vacation, and nothing fixes our relationship better than being apart for 10 days.
So that's really where it is, and I don't think we'll be talking about it again. I do think, because there is a professional and there is a personal part of this whole thing with Stacey and Mike and I that is fine, that I'm totally cool and at peace with. We'll all hang out. I envision them still talking on the phone. They do a lot of business together also, and I am okay with that. I do not think this thing is heading in that direction. But as far as it being a deep friendship, I think those days are over. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Okay. That's good. Well, thank you for sharing the update, too.
Yeah, and this is just, you know, I've been doing this with Stacey now for 16 years, y'all. And for those of you that are about to get married this summer, this is just, at least in my world, this is what happens. You go through times that are really low. You work them out because you're committed to each other. And you don't always see eye to eye, but somehow at the end of the day, you work it out, you cry together, and you move on. And that's why I believe at the end of the day that Stacey and I are going to be married with each other for 50 years. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.